It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off this hour by venturing back to 2001 and actually 2003, and a band that has had a long history in blues and also to some degree in pop music, but deeply rooted in blues. We're talking about Canned Heat, who back in the late 60s ended up having some pop hits. They fused boogie and rock and blues and were quite successful for a while. This next tune is very interesting. It's, of course, a much later band here. Larry Taylor is still with the group on this one, this 2003 release. But a lot of the original members of Canned Heat were long since gone. Bob Hyde, Alan Wilson, Henry Vestine. There's also a little audio clip of John Lee Hooker on this particular track. Hooker had passed away in June of 2001. Interesting number, though. Taj Mahal does most of the vocals. A piece called Never Get Out of These Blues Alive.
Drinking black coffee,
yeah,
and smoking cigarettes. Boys, I can't sleep at night, but you know I sure can use a little rest. jump out my bed, walking the floor all night long. People, I jump out my bed, walking the floor all night long. I just can't sleep at night. There ain't no use lying down.
That's why I'm singing this here song.
I'll never, never get out of these here blues alive. I'll never, 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 never get out these here blues alive. I know I'm doomed to live these here blues until the day I die.
Great, great members of those guys, which will never die. Would only die when I die. And Alan Wilson and Vito and Big Bob Hike. Just some of the greatest people that you ever wanted to be with. Such kind people. I wouldn't want to be with a better group than them. And they could play my music better than anybody that I know. They were playing my music before I knew them. They loved the Johnny Hooker. Hooker and Heat, the boogie. And we rode it like a pony, we really did. Memories that I can never forget. Hooker and Heat.
Hooker and Heat. John Lee Hooker. Actually, once again, a little audio clip. Hooker had passed away a couple of years before this track was put down. Canned Heat from a disc called Friends in the Can. And again, Taj Mahal doing the lead vocals on that number, Never Get Out of the Blues Alive. Interesting band historically. And definitely beset with some tragedy. Alan Wilson died at the age of 27 back in 1970. Roughly 4 months after completing one album with John Lee Hooker. He had written some very, very important articles on the history of the blues. He died of a drug overdose, unfortunately. Bob Height died of a heart attack at the age of 36 in 1981. Henry Vestine lived to be 53. He passed away in 1997. He was actually on his way back from a European tour with the band Canned Heat, and he had died of a heart failure in a Paris hotel, if I remember correctly. He had been instrumental in the rediscovery of Skip James back in 1963, and he owned some say was one of the world's finest collections of classic old blues and Cajun music, all sorts of things. Henry Vestine. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to B.B. King. Here's one that took B.B. King to the number 34 slot in the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1964. And getting on the pop charts back then for a blues artist was pretty good. It still is. One of something like six tunes that he had over the years that made the top 40 charts. Here's B.B. King with his rendition of Rock Me Baby.
Thank you. I'm gonna say something to you, and I don't care how you feel. You just don't realize you got yourself a good deal. She's 19 years old. She got ways just like a baby child. Nothing I can do to please her, to make this young woman feel satisfied. I'm gonna say this to you. I don't care if you get mad. You're about to put a little girl that I ever had. She's 19 years old. She got ways just like a baby child. Nothing I can do to please her, to make this young woman feel satisfied. You been? Just start a conversation that don't have no end. She's 19 years old. She got ways just like a baby child. Nothing I can do to please her, but yeah. Whoa. Oh yeah. To make this young woman feel satisfied.
Muddy Waters live. Muddy Waters with She's 19 Years Old, one of his own compositions. And wanted to, well, I guess he's made somewhat of a standard of that piece. A number of other artists have recorded it over the years. Muddy Waters. Before we heard Muddy, we heard B.B. King. B.B. King doing Rock Me Baby from 1964. Muddy Waters had actually recorded that tune back in 1956, though I think B.B. King's version would probably be considered the signature version. Again, it was a pop hit or a top 40 hit for B.B. King back then, which was very, very respectable for a blues man to be able to get on the pop charts. The tune was actually based on an old Little Son Jackson number from 1950. The original was called Rockin' and Rollin'. Next here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we're going to turn to a guy that worked for the Muddy Waters Band from 1972 to 1980, that time frame. From 1990, here is Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson with a number called Can't Get Along With You.
Face to face. Facebook. But when I choose a woman, I'd like to know just how she look. Don't want no blind date. Gotta know what I'm getting in. We meet face to face. Maybe I'll know right there and then. I know you think I'm out of touch, and you might be right. The world is changing. I can see the light. But this is me, babe. I might be too old school for you, but I ain't plugging in, baby, until I have to.
Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoist King with a brand new track from a brand new disc. Road Dog's Life is the name of the disc. That was Face to Face. Sounds like they're a couple of, techno luddites. Not into the Facebook and all that other sort of thing. Interesting number. Really interesting group. These guys have been together for a long, long time. They started playing together in Dallas back in 1989, been together ever since. Both of them guitarists. Benoist King is the vocalist with a duet. His style of playing is sort of more jazzy, whereas Kubek's style is more sort of in-your-face, dynamic, driving, electric guitar. And they've had something like I believe is their 14th disc out. Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoist King. And before we heard them, we heard Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson from 1990 doing a number called I Can't Get Along With You Again, Johnson, a veteran of the Muddy Waters band back in the 1970s. And Smokin' Joe Kubek was a veteran of Freddie King's band. He was playing in Freddie's band for a while until Freddie passed away in 76. We're going to go back to 1961 and listen to the late, great Freddie King with a number called I Love the Woman.
Clown. And when I need some loving, that woman can't be found. And a loving woman, and learned a lesson that I can't forget. Yeah, she's mean and she's evil, and now my life is in a solid mess.
in the morning. I can't even close my eyes. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, good people. And I can't even close my eyes. Well, I can't find my baby. You know, I looked all around me. Well, my baby can't be found. Well, I looked and I looked all around me, good people. Baby, I'm going down to the bowling drive. That's where the women hang out. Goodbye, everybody. Yes, I believe this is the end. Forgive me for my sin.
Oh. Ike and Tina Turner from 1969 with the rendition of 3 o'clock Blues. Albert Collins was also on that track on guitar. 3 o'clock Blues, of course, was a big hit for B.B. King. He got to number one on the R&B charts with that back in 1952. It was first recorded, though, by Lowell Fulson back in 1948. Definitely a blues classic. Before we heard Ike and Tina, we heard Freddie King from 1961. Some early Freddie King. Freddie with a number called I Love the Woman. Next year on KRVS, last week we had a track Maria Muldaur did that Handyman was the name of the tune, one of those sort of 1920s little salacious bits, a lot of entendre in that. We have another example of a tune like that from the same era, written by Andy Razoff, or co-written by Andy, and we're going to listen to the Uppity Blues Women, Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, doing their rendition again of Andy Razoff's composition, Kitchen Man.
Was quite deluxe, servants by the score, footmen at each door, butlers and maids galore. But then one day Dan, her kitchen man, gave in his notice, he's through. About his succotash, I can't do without my kitchen man. I'm just wild about his turnip tops. I love the way that he warms my chops. I can't do without my kitchen. Fails to hit the spot. Touch my hands. I can't do without my kitchen man. Yeah, his bologna's really worth a try. Oh, never fails to satisfy. I can't do without my kitchen man.
Woman.
Etta James here on the Blues Box, late Etta James. She was preceded by Sapphire, the uppity blues wind, from what will be their, unfortunately, their last disc together. The disc is called Having the Last Word. It came out in 2009. Since that time, the founding member of the band, one of the last ones, Ann Rapson, has passed away. She was in her 60s, died of cancer, unfortunately. Anyway, they did an old Andy Razoff number called Kitchen Man. That one goes way back in the blues, which is where we're going to venture back next here on KRVS. Here is the First Lady of Blues Guitar, Memphis Minnie.
That old Frisco train, that's a mile of it. That old Frisco train, that's a mile of me. Well, in that old coach I've got set ready, I'm on my way to that Frisco town. You can toot your whistle, you can ring your bell. You can toot your whistle, you can ring your bell. Well, I know you've been wallet by the way you smell. I'm on my way to that Frisco town. As a boat comes stricken in a limousine, as a boat comes stricken in a limousine, I don't mind being with you, but my mama see. I'm on my way to that Frisco town. I would tell you what's the matter, but I done got scared. I would tell you what's the matter, but I done got scared. Got you waiting until we go to bed. I'm on my way to that Frisco town. If you were sick, I wouldn't worry you. If you were sick, I wouldn't worry you. I would want you to do something that you couldn't do. I'm on my way to that Frisco town. But if you want it, you can get it, and I ain't mad. If you want it, you can get it, and I ain't mad. If you tell me there's something that you ain't never had, I'm on my way to that Frisco town. Look at here, you get mad every time I call your name. Look at here, you get mad every time I call your name. I never told you that you couldn't get that thing. I'm on my way to that Frisco town. I woke up this morning about 5:30. Woke up this morning about 5:30. My baby turned over, cried just like a child. I'm on my way to that Frisco town. I got something to tell you, don't want to make you mad. Got something to tell you, don't want to make you mad. I got something for you, make you feel glad. I'm on my way to that Frisco town. Look at here, what you want me to do? Look at here, you want me to do? Give you my jelly, then die for you. I'm on my way to that Frisco town. I got something to tell you, I'm gonna break your heart. Got something to tell you, I'm gonna break your heart. We've been together good while, we got to get some more. I'm on my way to that Frisco town.
Come on, you women. That's a duty, diddy bug swing. When you do the diddy bug swing, then you know you would be doing the thing. I'm telling you, women, I can't stand it long. Hey, every time I ask you, you won't let me follow you home. You must have some Roundup laying in your own. get on my nerves. Hey, you gon' drop it in my blood.
For March of 1940, that was Booker White on guitar and vocals, Washboard Sam on washboard, a number called Jitterbug Swing. Booker White had just gotten out of prison, and he wanted to put out some good recordings. Jitterbug, of course, was all the rage as far as dancing styles were concerned. Swing music was definitely hot at the time, so he thought he'd mix up the two lyrically anyway and maybe have a blues hit, Booker White. Before hearing Booker White here on KRVS, we heard Memphis Minnie on guitar and vocals with a number called Frisco Town. We're going to turn next to Memphis Minnie's first husband of at least three. That would be Casey Bill Weldon. We're going to go up to 1936. They had separated for quite some time by then. They had met in Memphis. Casey Bill had been in a couple of Memphis jug bands and was a really, really great guitarist. Here he is. Casey Bill Weldon with a number called Backdoor Blues. Thank you.
what an old southern rag. We out there in all that cotton fields, where them people plant all their rice, we sure can. And peas and so forth grow. Yeah, man, I want a match for me for lighting my pipe, yeah. Go on, old Geechee. I ain't studying about you. No, I know you had to study me now. When you get my rice, though, I bet you'll study me then. I bet you that. Let's meet me at the end of the road now. I show you how to pick this cotton. Either dig potato, either one. Strip more raw sugar cane than you strip in 10 years. Now we gonna do the dance now. They call the Geechee dance. Now I'm gonna give you some music. You call the Geechee music now. Gal, get away from you, them. Cause I'm gonna grab them directly and gonna take them everywhere but loose. You better get that thing fixed just like this now, cause I'm gonna stop.
From 1927, that was a legendary Blind Blake. Paramount Records billed him as the piano-style guitarist. So ragtime-flavored guitar was amazing back then. Blind Blake with Southern Rag. Before we heard Blake, we heard music from Casey Bill Weldon. Again, Casey Bill, supposedly Memphis Minnie's first husband. Casey Bill from 1936, doing a number called Backdoor Blues. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Our listeners keep us on the air with their annual contributions. If you are one of those listeners, we'd like to thank you for that support. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It is currently 11 a.m.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.